And yeah, man, it is a Thursday morning. You are at the office, settled in right now, and still have the whole day to kind of get through. And I really hope and pray that you are in the right state of, or right frame of mind, so to say, to really just succeed at today and really make today count, honestly. So as I promised earlier on, we're going to be checking in with Alina Shimi. She finds herself in the USA. I don't know. I got to ask if she met, like, you know, the celebrities or something, like, you know, Miley Cyrus, maybe? Okay. Anyway, so she's there with the Nelson Mandela Fellowship Program, and she's going to give us an update, as she does every Thursday, as to how her experience has been. They obviously have a really, really tight, busy schedule, but there's a lot that she's experiencing that is so different from what we go through on this end, or experience on this end, and we're just here to learn from her. So have a listen.
Hi, NSK and Shaquan. Alina here checking in on this week. As you can tell, well, you can't tell, but I've been chatting to NSK and Shaquan as well. And I've just been telling you guys how exhausted I am. I'm so exhausted. This program is so packed, but again, still so impactful. So I've been having a really great week. And just weeks in general. So on Sunday, I'm off to Washington, D.C. For the summit. And so I'm really excited about that. And I think from this week, my takeaways would be that, so I did something really challenging. I went in an ice bath. So that was really, really exciting. And you know, it's always so nice to test your limits. But outside of that, the really two things that I took away from this week is that, one, I really, really still appreciate Namibian food. I think it's more three things that I took. Really still appreciate Namibian food. And number two, I really appreciate our banking system and what we do with access to funds, as opposed to here in the States. Everything isn't as advanced as it is in Namibia in terms of how we access our money. So there isn't, like, they don't really value the essence of mobilizing money. And so I really appreciate that convenience in Namibia, that I can just be, I can e-wallet someone money, or I can, you know, I can pay to sell, and I can go with just my phone to an ATM and figure out how to get money out of there. So the access is really, really, it's really there and present, and I love that. And the other, a third reason would be our weather. Like, I don't know what is going on here in Nevada. It's also very much desert, but the kind of heat that's here is like nothing I've ever seen before. And so I think I really appreciate Namibian weather, in a sense that the sun is there and we are in a dry country, but the sun isn't as bad as it is here. And yeah, like, Namibian weather truly is sort of like the best weather, honestly. And even just the fact that, like, you know, you go outside, you can, we use fresh air as part of our air conditioning. And here it's like, you're outside, you're really hot, and then you're inside, you're really cold, and then there's no middle ground. So you have to take your jacket anyway, even if it's in summer, you have to take your jacket to wear your jacket inside the rooms. So that's something that I found that was like, oh geez, I miss home. And I really miss you guys, and I am so excited to come back to NAM. Like, I've been feeling so homesick. And yeah, so that's the catch up that I've been I have for you this week. And so I just want to hear from you guys, what do you think is the one thing that you really appreciate about Namibia? Let me know. Bye. Catch you next week. And yeah, see you soon. Bye.